Hello, everybody. I'm at the studio right now. I have to do a recording, so I'm setting up this PC so I can do the recording. That's what I'm doing right now. But I see you. I have YouTube chat open. I can see everyone talking. Ooh, hi. Looking for my things. I don't know. Don't know where my links are. Opening this, opening this, opening 5 million. But hello, everyone. It's been a while. Close this, close that. Hello, Chimunin. It's the morning, everyone. Have I eaten? Not yet. Yeah, it's been a little difficult to do. I mean, I had a bunch of collab streams, but I know it's not the same as just chatting with the grams, but it's been a little hard to find solo stream time, especially at my normal time. I have been really busy. Every day, I think I go out, like, I have not been able to sleep in a single day. Gotten Gigi nails done, cute. I got my nails done last week. They're really cute right now. Ooh, if only I could show you guys how cute my nails are. All collabs are great though. Yay, I'm glad. I'm like, I thought it'd be because I don't get a lot of chances to use the 3D booth. You know, I've been doing a lot of 3D booth streams. And I've even better that they're collab streams, and I don't get a lot of chances to do a bunch of off collabs with people. So I thought that I'd make the most of this time doing things I don't normally get to do before I go home, and then I do all the things I normally get to do. You know, for like 80% of the year. The booth streams have been great. Yay! I'm glad that they have been fun. Enjoy them while they last, because once I go home, you won't be able to see them ever again. Hold on, let me get my journal so I can tell you guys what has been going on. Yep, still don't remember. That's why I write it down, but it's at the bottom of my bag. Looking for it. It's just packed all the way down here. Actually, what is down here? I don't have any things oh my bags. So many bags. Okay. I've acquired my journals. I feel them in my hand. This one. This one. Okay, I've grabbed them. Ugh, my journal. So I remember them. So I remember everything. Okay, Buzz. Yeah, I'm getting messages from Manny-chan right now. Manny-chan is in the studio with me, but she left me alone so I could record. But I'm doing Twitter Space instead. But she is sending me pings. So I'm getting work pings. Okay. Yeah. I have been keeping my journal. My weekly journal has progressively been getting kind of ugly because I've been too busy. Also, I still write it every day. It's just not as cute as my last week's spread. My second week of February was so cute. I'll take a photo of it eventually and show you guys what it looks like, but not today. And show you guys today. So what ha wait, let me look. When was the last time I updated you guys? I don't even know. Rough week for journal. It has been, yeah, it's been kind of busy. I think it's because, I mean, I'm sure you guys know that the last time I was here, I was pretty consistent on staying on top of my schedule, but I think it's because since I was there for like 3 months versus this 1 month that I had a lot more alone time. And then people are like, oh, she's here for 3 months, you know? Eventually, she'll be here eventually. Like, there's so much time to get work done in these 3 months. But since I'm only here for a shorter amount of time now, they're like, oh, we have to pack her schedule with literally every single thing that we possibly can before she's never here ever again. That's what's happening. Yeah, I think that's what's going on. I'm sensing that's why I'm here so often, where they're just like, oh my God, we have to let's shove this in, let's shove this in, and let's shove this over here. I'm like, whoa, my weeks. Yeah, I think the last time, okay. I think my last update to you guys was that my Gigi Tomos went home. They did. Sadly, they went home. Where was this though? Did I tell you guys that I had Shake Shack? Did I tell you? I don't know. I don't remember what I've talked about. It's been so long, and so many things have happened. Every single day, I'm forced to work, bored to play, forced to work. It's not fair. I don't wanna. But I saw a tweet where it was like, the best thing I had in Japan was Shake Shack. It was just like this really funny tweet where like they have a photo of a Shake Shack burger, like this is the best thing I ate in Japan. And I was like, oh, okay. So I was with Gigi Tomo, and we were like, I was like, I saw this tweet, and there's a Shake Shack right there. Should we go? So we went, and the Shake Shacks here are pretty much the same price as in Frisia. This like, I guess with exchange rates, it's a little less. But I feel like it's pretty expensive in Japan too. So we went to Shake Shack and we shared a burger because we were going to eat afterwards. And I really had to know what this best Shake Shack burger tasted like. So we went to Shake Shack. I got a typical cheeseburger. I got some fries. I got a lemonade. It's like a lychee lemonade, I believe. Did not really taste like lychee. So we waited for it. Took a while for it to cook. And my opinion on the Shake Shack burger is that it's mid. It's mid. But it was one of the better burgers I've had in Japan. It does not taste as good as an American Shake Shack, but it's a pretty good Japan burger. I've had some pretty awful burgers in Japan. Yeah. Now I know. It's like, obviously, it was really juicy. It was a juicy burger. They cooked the meat well, but it did wasn't as flavorful as Shake Shack at home. Did it hit? It kind of hit. It did hit. If you are living in the Far East and you're really, really missing a burger and you haven't been able to get an American burger, you should try Shake Shack. You'll get half of what you're expecting. So bad about Japan burgers? They just don't taste like burgers. They're good, but it's not the burger experience that you're probably looking for. And then I also went to Panda Express. Not on the same day. I was with Gigi Tomo also. We were meeting with other Gigi Tomos. And we went out and I got Panda Express, and my verdict on Japan Panda Express is not as good as America. It was okay. I think, I mean, they cook everything well. It's just the flavor is not like, I really, really like Panda Express as like a fast food chain place at home. I do enjoy nice Panda Express, but it's not as good in Japan. So if you're listening, and if you are a JP Graham, you should go to America and have Shake Shack and Panda Express. Chichitomo got the beef and broccoli, and she's like, this is pretty bad. This is a pretty bad beef and broccoli, but it tasted pretty good if you were thinking that it's not beef and broccoli. The broccoli was just like a crunchy broccoli. I like broccoli too, so she liked eating it, but she's like, yeah, it's bad. And I was like, oh, okay. The Red 40 is too good. I know! They need to put like 500 more pounds of MSG into them. That'd be pretty tasty if they put 500 pounds of MSG into some beef and broccoli. Okay, let me. Oh, I wrote it down in my journal too. I see it right here. It says Panda Express mid. That's what's in my journal. Also, while I've been here, I've been to Sushi Row so often. I think it's because, well, Jijitomo really likes the grape shochu from Sushi Row. So whenever we didn't know where to eat, we're just like, should we go to Sushi Row? And she's like, yeah. And then she'll order two grape shochu, sometimes even three. And this is on her, well, we went multiple times, and on her last day here, we went, and then I partook and I drank one. Is it good? I don't like the taste of alcohol, so it was like a pretty mid drink, but as alcohol goes, it's not bad. For me, at least, it's pretty sweet. You don't super taste the alcohol, but I don't like alcohol in general. So you should try it. Maybe you'll like it. I'm just not an alcohol drinker, but it was not bad as a person who doesn't like drinking alcohol. But I drank one, and then I was really feeling it, and I was like, "Ooh, my head don't feel so good. Ooh, why do I feel so warm all of a sudden? Why do I feel so, guys? I think this drink is hitting after my one single drink." But that's what we did. I hung out a lot with Gigi Tomo's. This one here. Oh, stream, then yakiniku after. And then after that was kind of chill, but I still had to. I slept in on one of the days. Like, I did manage to sleep in before my minor calm before the storm. And I slept in and I got my nails done. But I was hustling to get my nails done because I slept in a little too long. And my nails took 3 hours because I was doing some crazy, awesome, wacky shit on my nails. That took 3 hours. Then the next day was at the studio. Yep, another studio day. After the studio, went to get dinner with Gigi Tomo. And then the next day after that was another studio day. Went to the studio. I think I slept in a little bit since it was a later studio day. The day after that was a studio day. And then after that, oh, guess what? She went back to the studio. Yeah, because the next day after this was the panel that we had. Thanks everyone for coming to see us. It was lots of fun. I had a great time. But that was a studio day, and we were there quite early because there was rehearsals, tech rehearsals and stuff. And then it was the last. And then my Thomas went home, and they left me. And when they all left, and my Thomas left me. And then guess what? Next day, she went to the studio. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness gracious. And then you know what? The day after that, guess what happens? She went to the studio. Oh, she's at the studio again. And turn the page. Turn the page. Guess what happened? Oh, she had to go to Bibu's place really early. Had to wake up early. And then the day after that, guess what happened? She's at the studio. And then guess what? This is today? Today? Guess where she's at? She's at the studio. She lives here! She really lives at the studio. She's gonna have to start paying rent. They should just have a hotel attached. They should have a room attached, and they should give it to me. Copy and paste studio. I live here. I live at the studio. I'm here all the time. I did not do a lot of my tasks. I think when I'm at home doing my task, or because I'm just so stuck in my chair, I have a better idea of what my days are like because every day is the same, and then I'm way on top of my task when I'm at home. But because I'm going outside every single day, I go to the studio, I get food, and I like touch a little grass. I'm in the freaking studio. I am not getting a lot of tasks done, like personal tasks. I'm really bad at upkeeping my, like, I write down what I'm supposed to do, and I just don't do them because I'm outside. It's over. It's over for me. Not doing tasks, that's sus among us. Sus among us. I've been. Should I share this with you guys? Every time I say this, I end up sharing with you guys. So, I did. Early on to this trip, I got my eyes tested to update my prescription. But I, you know, when they ask you to read the chart, and they're like, "What does this letter say? What does this letter say?" I'm really, really, really good at guessing what those letters are. I'm like so good at guessing. And I feel like it's like a test or something. So when they ask me what the letters are, I just guess correctly, but I can't really see them. But I'm like, I don't want to look like a freaking loser when she asks me what the letters are. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to look like a freaking scrub. So I'm like, it's this one and this one and this one, and it's this one. And then she's like, "Oh, your prescription hasn't changed at all." And I'm like, "Awesome. Great." And then she's like, "Do you want your new prescription or your old prescription? The differences aren't very, they aren't very drastic." And I'm like, "Oh, get the new one." And I got the new one, and it's worse. I It's like very slightly worse. It just like it's kind of bad. From I used to see a little, I could see a little further, but now I can't really see. So I've been meaning to go and update it and be like, the prescription is bad and I can't see anything, but I haven't had the time to update it, so I'm just like, I'm blind. Should have cheated on vision test, but I don't want to look like a loser. If I get it wrong, she'll think I'm a loser. I can't help that I can. It's because you can see the shape of it, and you can guess the shape of the letter. The consequences. Going to the doctor lying about the problem, but I wasn't lying. I was just really good at guessing. They see losers all day. And she's gonna show me the last row, and I can't see them. And she's gonna call me a rigging loser. She's gonna be like, "Damn, she can't see anything. She sucks." Well, I have to change them. So hopefully at some point I can update that so I can see far away again. At least I'll be a loser he can see. No! Damn it. Anyways, I have been also keeping up my daily journal. At least I write down what I do in my daily journal, but mostly it just says, "I was here for this long." And I was here for this long. This one just say, "If I don't clean, then it's freaking over." That's on one of my days. This one says, "Was at studio all day." And then this one says, "Studio day." And then this one says, I went to the studio all day, but then I went out to get a little food. And this one's like, I bought some stuff. Need to lock in or it's over. Well, hope she did that. This one says, went to studio. And then on one of my pages, I bought an Instax thing where it's like a Bluetooth printer where you can send photos of what that you took on your phone and then it prints them out. And I took a photo of my nails and I printed the photo of my nails out. And then I pasted it in my journal so that I can always come back to this page and I'll see what my nails looked like. Oh my God, they made me so happy. So cute. Bought a studio from, bought a studio. You bought a journal from Lab? Yay! Yeah. Everyone should get into journaling. Everyone should write. Then you'll remember. If I did not write in this journal, I would not have been able to tell you what I did. Studio. But I could say with certainty what I did that day. I just can't tell you what I did in the studio. Because then that would be spoilers. Spoilers of things that I've been working on. Yeah, so I had to pack last night. I had to super pack. That's why I was up so late, because I was packing, because we are just minor relocation. But everything had to be packed. Everything had to be cleaned. It was kind of, I was so doomering last night. It was kind of so over for me. Before I had to pack, I was like, no, this time it's going to be so much better because I wasn't here for 3 whole months. And then everything's going to fit in the 2 big suitcases that I brought back home from last time. And it'll be awesome. And I didn't... I didn't play in the arcades that much this time. I did not go to Crane Game every single day. I was really good. I was doing so good. And then Gigi Tomo, who lives here, they're like, yeah, you are so good. I have so much faith in you. I think everything's going to fit. And lo and behold, Gigi Tomo, who's helping me pack a little, and then they're like, I'm kind of worried about you. I'm like, why? No! Say it ain't so. Cole Maxie said, one of my coats is really big. And then I have 2 scarves that I got because one got them for cuteness. But I shouldn't have bought 2 scarves, but they're pretty chunky and they're pretty warm. They're pretty chunky. Yeah, and I also failed to account for, I had people hoard stuff for me, and then they buy it, get it shipped to their house, and then they hand them over to me, and they're like, here's the thing that you got, and I'm like, ooh, yikes. I did get a vacuum bag. It's over. It's really over for me. But, it was pretty bad last night. I also got rid of a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that I'm leaving here too. I gave it to Gigi Tomo. I'm like, can you hold on to this until I come back? Thanks. So there's a decent chunk that I gave back to Gigi Tomo. And I'm like, I'll come pick this up eventually. I'll get this next time. And one of my suitcases is definitely overweight. I don't know by how much. I'm kind of scared that it's super overweight and I get charged a stupid amount of money for that one because it's going to be super overweight. But it should be okay. I got here at the studio. Oh, because I live here. And I started unpacking my stuff and reorganizing. I am shipping 1 bag of toys home. I'm like, Manny-chan, can you do me a favor? I cannot bring this home. So I'm shipping a bag of plushies home. And then moving that 1 bag of plushies and reorganizing and moving things around has allowed me to put everything in my suitcase and move some stuff over from my other suitcase. So now it's not as heavy. And I think I have a lot of hope. I am actually... I'm very optimistic now. I just cannot acquire any more toys from this moment, or it'll be super over. But I think I'll make it home. I think I'll make it home, guys. They'll ask for tariffs. Will they ask for tariffs if it's just I'm shipping stuff back and it's my own stuff? Is that how it works? It's not like I bought it. It's just my just the shipping cost. It's my own things. It's not a purchase. Is that how it is that how it works? I don't know. Hopefully not. Hopefully it just gets home to me. There's no monetary cost on it. So what? How? What can they? What can they charge me with if it costs $0? Yeah, maybe they're like, oh, yeah, $500, please, for no reason whatsoever. Isn't it more value imported? $2. Won them for $1 each. Yeah, I got them for $1 each because I'm really, really good at crane games. Smirking emoji. What happened to the glass Miku mouse pad? I don't need that. My old manichan has that. I think I don't know what they did with it. I was like, I can't bring this home with me. Can you take it? And they took it. But they never brought it up ever again. Do you think they really, really like it so they're using it? Or do you think they forgot too? Or do you think they got rid of it and they are too ashamed to tell me? I don't know, but I don't want it. It's not coming home with me. That is definitely not making it back with me this time too. So I hope they don't give it. Do not bring it to me. It's not coming home with me. Yeah. Ooh, it's fine. Lots of good things happen. I'm just so joyed to know that everything fit, 'cause I was so worried. She's so worried. Yeah. And the day, and I was here all day in the. I was here for a really, really, really long time recording in the studio. I had to have my retainers off for a really long time. It made me a little worried, but it's whatever. Necessary. That is everything that I must have, I had to do. That's the day that I jump scared Kiara. Sorry, Kiara. She messaged me. She said it was okay. She just said Doom made her really, really stressed. But she's happy I came around. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry for scaring you so bad. I didn't know it would be so terrifying. I walked in. The door is pretty loud. Like, it's a really, really loud door. And she didn't notice me. And I was like, I'll just walk up to her and tap her on the shoulder. So I walked up to her and she was like, okay. And I tapped her on the shoulder and she screamed so loud. And I didn't know what to do at that point. I was like, bye. And so I left. So I didn't even notice that she cried because I left immediately after she screamed so loud. I was like, oh, I gotta get out of here. And then Cece went to the studio later that day. And then when I was like in my break of recording, she's like, I went to see Kiara, but the door was locked. I was like, oh, why was the door locked? She's like, she said you scared her so bad, she made her cry. I was like, no, what? No. Oh, we gotta go back. So I went back in there. So I made sure to knock that time. But me knocking also scared her, but less. She unlocked the door the second time. So the door was not locked after Cece left. And I went back around and I just opened the door and I knocked like crazy. But me knocking for like 30 seconds, I was knocking for quite a while. I opened the door, I was pounding on the door, and then she was like, she said that she thought it was an earthquake or something. And if it was an earthquake, why is she just sitting there? And anyways, I was pounding on the door for like 30 seconds and she turned around, and she also screamed. I did that twice. I did it the first time where I was knocking on the door, and then the second time I went in with Cece at the very end, and we saw, and we opened the door, and we were pounding on the door, and then she turned around and she got so scared again. How hard were we knocking? I was pounding that door, all right. Hey, but the last time we went in there, she wasn't playing Doom anymore. She was watching the Arknight stream. Nothing scary over there. Doom really scared her. Doom. Doom. And, I don't know. Those are some of my updates. I've been hanging out with people in between working, and then I've been trying to sleep. It's a little rough for me because every day I gotta wake up. I can't sleep in a lot of the times because so I go to bed pretty late and wake up pretty early. Gotta get ready to go to the studio, and it takes a while to get to the studio, so I have to wake up quite early to get here. And then I go out and play because I know that I don't have many more opportunities to play. So I'm like, I should make the most of this time and go out and not just go back home and rot. So I should hang out. But it has been, I need to sleep. I really need to sleep 24 hours. I think when I get back, I will have to sleep 24 hours. I have been kind of tired. I'm tuckered out from playing. But also, it's just my social battery. I get a little bit of recharge, and then some days it's like it really, 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 really wants to not play. But I'm like, no, social battery, you will quiet down. And we will before I will go outside today as much as I don't want to. We are gonna go outside. But there's some times where I'm like, I need solitary confinement. But I just no, I have to make the most of the time. But in my head, I want solitary confinement. But I'm not gonna do that. But I am reaching my limits of playing. Kind of. I am. Some days it's definitely, I can feel it. And like mentally, it's like, ooh, you should flake on everything and you should not reply to everyone and you just lock your door. Sometimes my mind is like that, but I'm like, we're not gonna do that. But when I get home, I need to sleep for 24 hours. I will have to do that. Yeah. Yeah, and then it'll be so awesome. I can give you a little teaser about a mini thing that I'm doing. I don't know if it's a teaser though. Today, I have to do a lot of arts and crafts because I want to do something with Ian that you guys won't see for another month or so. Or maybe someone will post about it. I don't know. Maybe someone will talk about it. But you won't see it actually for a little bit, but I am planning a fun little stream. Just a fun little, but I gotta do lots of arts and crafts today. So that's what I'm gonna spend the rest of my day doing after this is doing some arts and crafts. Yay, arts and crafts! And I will be giving them out to Ian. I'm gonna be like, here's my arts and crafts. And you guys will see. You'll see. It won't be too far away, but definitely after I come back home and then I have to properly set that up. But it'll be a short stream. It'll be kind of like the coughing baby stream. Yeah, it'll be fun. Yay! Ooh, what could it be, G-Moody? What are you doing? What are you working on? What arts and crafts are you giving to people? I don't know. I just don't know. You're just gonna have to see. Okay. that is my dilly-dallying. I should do my recording because Crony is waiting for me to finish so we can eat. But it's okay. It's okay that I'm taking a while because she came with me to the studio. She's napping now. I'm like, I'm going to be done in 1 hour. Flat, you better be ready in 1 hour. And she's like, no, you can take your time. You don't know. Take longer. It's okay. So she's napping right now. Yeah. Oh, whoa. I will be hanging out with, we will get some food later with, whoa. And also, I started this stream late. Remember when I said, oh, you'll see me at 12 JST-ish around, but it's closer to 1 JST now? It's because I was harassing Iris. Everyone, Iris is streaming right now, so watch her stream. Everyone, she has an announcement today. So after this, go to have fun with Iris. Yay! Yippee! You're not jealous? Oh, you're so jealous that I got to see Iris today and I got to touch her head. And then I'm going to hang out with Kowoni later. Okay. Thanks, everyone. I'm glad that we could... Yep, I will... probably have some, I don't think I can do any streams anymore. I mean, I could, but no gaming. Because I still have my portable PC set up, kind of. But I don't know how good that is. It's probably really, really chunky, really bad. I don't think that's... can stream on that, but I will have some Twitter spaces. I'm gonna leave this chat open so that whenever if you recognize this thumbnail, it's because I used this last time. Don't know for what, but I've had this hiding in my private streams. This is now my Twitter space stream chat room, and I will have some spaces because I can do spaces. It was hard for me to do spaces the past week because just so busy. So much studio, so much not playing, so much dying. But now I think I can do a space here and there. It'll be awesome. It'll be so fun. Thumbnail shows waiting for you? I guess we just don't have no thumbnail. No more thumbnails. Okay. I want to do my recording. I think it shouldn't take me too long. This is a pretty short recording. And then I will go eat. Okay. Bye, Gwen. Thanks for listening. Thanks for chatting with me. Yippee. Oh my god. Can you believe Fest is soon? Fest is literally a couple days away. Okay, bye everyone! See you later!